It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning. Hey, where you at?
Well, you what moved you that thing all the way over there, and now it's...
Well, it's supposed to be right in the middle, but let's just fix it. Let's fix it.
Oh, no.
Let's fix it.
What's happening?
We'll fix it.
We're on a roller coaster.
When I was on there earlier, it looked great. I don't know what happened.
You moved your chair.
I must have.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We're so glad you've joined us this morning. Good morning to you, Mr.
Good
Wright.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
I would have called you Mrs. Wright, but that's my mom's name. That's what you keep telling me anyway.
Well. Okay, so we used to have two screens here, but there's not two screens today.
Yeah, we had to take it back to the church. Remember?
I don't know what goes on over here. I really don't. But I'm so glad to be with you guys today.
Yes, we are.
We've missed you.
It's been a good weekend. Hopefully you've had a good weekend too. If you had a great weekend and got things going on, be sure to let us know in your comments section.
And of course, I really miss Saturday. I really miss not being with you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them what we need to know from them today.
Well, we want to know where you are from, and you have to type in the chat box because we can't see when people come in and out of the rooms because we're on so many different platforms. So you have to actually type in the chat box for us to see you.
Now, like right here.
Yeah. Mary and when Kay. You type, let us know where you're from. And then we have this wonderful question that we always ask, and you know what it is. What's in your cup this morning? And so a great big good morning to Joanne from Ohio and Ben. Ben knows the drill. Ben is in from Louisville. This is our 40th episode, and I've forgotten that until he typed that out. Thank you, Ben, for that reminder. Happy 40th episode anniversary to you, Terry.
Hey, to you as
Ben
well.
Ben is drinking Starbucks white mocha, and he's having a sausage egg McMuffin, which sounds...
Is it McMuffin or just one of those drive-thrus from Starbucks? Oh, I just wondered. It's marketing.
I apologize. Sausage egg muffin. He had a killer workout. He thinks he's died, but he might recover by joke time.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know.
And Pastor Rick Grable this morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Rick.
And then Mary Kay from down the street in Shelbyville, Kentucky. Good to see you, MK.
Yes, yes.
Sure missed you yesterday. Dustin May from Hiawatha, Kansas. Hey, we're so glad that you're back, and he's drinking water this morning, and we love you, Dustin. You're such an encouragement.
Thanks for taking time out on your break, buddy,
for
to come hang with us.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Pastor Dennis Irwin.
Yeah.
Hi from Kansas, the middle of Kansas.
Good morning.
Pastor Dennis, what a great thing to see you this morning. Bless
Absolutely.
You. He's drinking Kona coffee this morning.
Kona coffee. You
Yay.
Can't beat that much, can you?
It's a Starbucks muffin, so it ain't a McMuffin.
Oh, okay.
I misspoke.
All right. Ben's just having a muffin.
Listen to what Mary Kay's drinking. Mm. She's having ginger peach turmeric tea.
What?
That sounds so good. Don't try to say it fast, though.
Ginger peach turmeric tea.
That is good. That sounds delicious.
Wow.
That's good.
Well,
okay.
We asked that question in case you're just tuning in because we'd like to, it's kind of a community thing. It's like how we kind of feel like we're hanging out a little closer to each other. And, you know, because you're like, well, why do they care about what I'm drinking this morning?
We do care.
And it's not whether it's coffee or, I mean, we talk about coffee because we have that frequently. And, you know, speaking of Hiawatha, Kansas.
Yeah, Miss Karen, good morning. From Hiawatha, Kansas. We love you, Miss Karen. What a sweet, sweet saint. We love you. What are you drinking this morning, Miss Karen? We are drinking coffee this morning. We are drinking our new, it's still new, I think. Good as Gold coffee. It's in flavor Snickerdoodle. It's in honor of fall, which is so untrue because I'll drink it in spring. I'll drink Snickerdoodle in winter. It don't matter what season it is.
It is really good.
This is good as gold, and it is good as gold.
Yeah.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Welcome.
I think Andrew, are you in South Carolina or North Carolina? I thought at one time he was in the Carolinas, but remind me where you're from, buddy, okay?
All right.
He might be at National Quartet Convention this week.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Did you put the link in for this last week?
I did. Uh-huh. Yep, so that you can. Andrew says he is in South Carolina.
All right. So. He's in South Carolina. So if you're interested in trying Good as Gold Coffee Roasters, they're the coffee roasters that have been roasting as a family coffee for 50 years. And they are from Worcester, Maine. I hope I'm saying that right.
It doesn't matter.
And I do recommend the snickerdoodle flavor. It's a really, really, really smooth, really lovely flavor, not overly sweet. And it's delicious. So
the only time it really matters how you pronounce the name of a city is if you're living there. Remember when we first came to Louisville and they said, oh, you're not from here, are you? Because of the way we pronounced it. But we quickly got from someone who was from Michigan, who quickly get the tutorial on how to do that.
Yeah, Louisville's it's its own entity, the name all by itself. We have shirts with the name and how many different ways you can say it. And it's right. And the one or two ways you should never say it.
That's right. That's right. So, you can always tell who the locals are.
Yep. Okay. So Dustin says our coffee sounds yummy. And let me tell you what it is. So let's do a little quick thumb shot, a little thumbnail, a little mug shot, if you will.
Drink mine down just a second here.
Oh, is it too full? Oh, okay. Well, that's a good problem.
Well, wow, I can taste that cinnamon in there.
Isn't it delicious?
Good.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm using Dustin May called it my favorite Kentucky mug, and he's right. It really is. It's my favorite mug. My mommy got it for me. And so here we go with a little smile.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Did we do it?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. Yeah. No turning back.
No turning back.
Speaking of turning back, our last episode was not on Saturday because we were out of town, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes.
So sad about that.
But we were here last Monday. If you were with us, you remember we talked about honor, honoring others, the ways that we could do that. The word for your day was from, of all places, Titus, and it was a great word for your day.
Thank you. Jesus brought it. It was.
We talked about this week in history. We had a little fun with George Clooney, his first appearance on TV. So if you're a George Clooney fan, you might want to go back and check that out if you missed it. And also a great joke of the day and some many other things that we just can't cover all in one little recap. But you can find it on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Go back, check out the blog section, and you'll see all the previous episodes there. If you like to listen while you travel or whatever it is that you're doing, you can listen on the podcast. Just click on the podcast link or wherever you get your podcasts from, Apple or Google or wherever. And we got links to all the social stuff there. So you can find just about everything you need right there. Except maybe a good handy dandy bumper sticker, but maybe somebody will figure something out.
I don't think people use those much anymore. Well, I saw a couple this weekend that made me unhappy.
Yeah, we saw it. Well, on that, and we saw, remember the Hello Kitty car?
That was crazy. We knew they loved Hello Kitty because she was everywhere.
All over that car.
It was crazy. Everywhere.
Have you ever seen a car like that where you just know, you're like, they either like to collect bumper stickers or something. Yeah. Or maybe they're just covering up.
Okay,
I don't know,
so let's just say we missed Saturday because we were down ministering in the Smoky Mountains. We were down in Sevierville, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge area, and we got to do a mountain retreat this weekend where we did worship and we preached the word, and we had great ministry and prayer time with the folks there. And it was the beautiful weather, beautiful setting. Yeah. We went to a really cool place, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But that's why we were unable to join Saturday morning. Also, there was not great, as you can imagine, internet service, which is probably good.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, sometimes we need to step away from devices.
Sure.
Sometimes you need to step away from technology and the internet and get alone with the Lord and fellowship with each other. And so I am so sorry, though, that we missed you, because we look forward to our time with you so very, very much. You are so important to us. You matter to us because you matter to the Lord, and we love you because he loves you. And so we just miss that time together. So if you're just joining us, good morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We love to know that you're on. Give us a little chat in the chat box. Maybe give us a little, hey, howdy, roll call. This is where I'm from. This is what I'm drinking, because we always care to know what's in your cup. Man, that was good. You were right on that. That just blesses my heart, man. You're so slick. I love it.
I'm trying. I got a little coffee.
Janice Farnsworth from Houston, Texas. Houston.
Texas is in the house.
Houston means that I'm one step closer to you.
Wow.
Is that right?
I don't know.
If it's not, it should be.
Was that like a George Strait song?
I don't know. Probably.
Or somebody like that.
Hey, looky there.
Yep.
My BFF, Heather. Good morning, Heather Hill. You know, this morning, on Monday mornings, we do a prayer and intercession call at 8:15 Central Time. And this morning, one of our intercessors cried out and was praying out for educators and teachers this morning. And I was so, so blessed by that prayer. And so Heather is a teacher, and I just love how she is such an encourager to the students and how she's always bringing truth. And so I'm happy that you're on this morning, Heather.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. They had a great surprise this weekend.
Yeah.
With their son Noah coming home.
Yeah, Noah came home from college. And visited. Yep. And
that was awesome.
We missed everybody at River City Hope so badly yesterday because we were ministering down in the Gatlinburg area. But man, when we watched the live stream on the way home, we cried because we were so blessed. Yeah. Teamwork makes a dream work, man. And everybody stepped up and did such a great, great, great job. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Yeah. Today's been a difficult day. And so you know what that means. We're just going to stop right now. And we're just going to pray, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you are still on the throne, even in our most difficult times. And so, Father, whatever's going on today, I pray that you would have a hand in it, that you would smooth out the rough edges, that you would straighten the crooked paths, Lord, that you would change attitudes, soften hearts and minds. And Lord, that you would be so present when your spirit is present, healing and restoration just take place. Lord, would you just be at PRP today? Would you be in Heather's classroom, Lord? Would you just increase in Heather, through Heather, with Heather? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Janice said they missed us on Saturday.
That was a tough miss.
Yeah.
It was a tough miss because we just enjoy you guys so much. We enjoy our time together.
And Andrew says that Houston is a Gatlin brother. So
is it?
There you go. Now you know.
So there's Mama Jeannie. You got to see Mama Jeannie and Papa Dennis this morning.
I know it.
Or this weekend.
I know. I was going to show our
Ruby
picture.
I'm from Ruby Cottage in North Carolina, and they're working on electric on the new house today. Their coffee was Jazzy Beans. Ooh, that
Jazzy
sounds
beans.
Exciting.
Wow.
It was awesome to spend time with you guys this weekend. We also went to a really fun restaurant. Tell them what it's called because I can't remember the name.
It was called Holston's.
Holston's.
Yeah, actually, you jumped the gun here on me, but I've got it right here. No, that's quite all right. It's very relevant right now.
I was just following the flow.
Yeah, it's really, really relevant. There's Holston's right there. Okay. And there's,
you used the wrong photo.
See, I thought I sent the one that had the eyes open.
No, Jeannie's eyes are closed in this one. You have to change it. You have to fix it.
All right.
And so, and also, look, we can't see the name of the restaurant.
That's because the screen is squeezing.
Okay.
It's a square picture in a rectangular
placement. Terry's going to fix this so we have a good picture of Dennis and Jeannie because I want you to see Jeannie with her beautiful eyes open. And we were so blessed to be able to spend time with them talking and enjoy a meal together. Consequently, if you... if we know where you live or we know where you're hanging out and when you're in your area, maybe we can meet up sometime for a meal.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah, it would.
Just to meet our viewers
in
person. There it is. Great picture.
Yeah.
We had enjoyed it. That food was delicious. I had a Reuben sandwich. I love Reubens and it was so good.
It was
you guys
good.
Like Reubens? You like sauerkraut and Thousand Island and corned beef.
Well, and I had the chicken fried steak with the mashed potatoes, and they did an interesting thing with it. You know, normally you have your like Cracker Barrel or wherever where you put the steak down. You got the mashed potatoes kind of built around it. Well, they put the island of potatoes, and then they cut the steak in half, and then made it stand up kind of like a little teepee house
kind of
thing.
Their plating is impressive.
Oh, it was very nice. Yeah, and Dennis had to. What you got there?
Siri is just talking to me up a storm.
Well, bragger.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We all know if you've tuned in past that Siri doesn't talk to Terry, but I guess he talks to me.
Yeah. But Joanne says she loves Reubens too. I mean, if you get a good mix, because like you said, on some sandwiches, if they get too much sauce, too much, you know, whatever, but that sandwich of yours looked like it was
good.
A really good
blend.
It
was really delicious. The company was way better than the food and the food was outstanding.
Yeah.
So that just tells you. We had a great time. Okay, so then I want to jump ahead probably. It's just we're just flowing here. And I want to tell you where we went when we went down. We spent the afternoon after we spent some time with Dennis and Jeannie, we went at Pigeon Forge to the Christmas Place, which is this like four huge buildings of fabulous Christmas stuff. And it is just, I don't know how to say this. It's obviously year-round Christmas store. If you've ever been at Kringle's in Branson, it's similar except for bigger. And I just kept thinking it's going to end soon. But then there was another doorway in another room and you would walk in and see something else. And they have everything. Every kind of like design style you could think. Maybe you like farmhouse. Maybe you like outdoor wilderness. Maybe you like rustic. Maybe you like Disney.
Look, we did a little picture in front of the Christmas tree.
Look at the lights in front of the tree.
Yeah. Little Christmas flash forward there.
Yeah. So. It was cool. And they had a million trees decorated like all sorts of things. It was so cool. And I just loved it. I could have stayed there a lot longer, I think.
Well, and the crazy thing about a lot of these stores is they're becoming more theme related. Mm-hmm. So like we saw like, you know, Wizard of Oz Christmas type stuff on the Nutcracker's hat, the Wizard of Oz characters on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and Disney stuff and all the home things.
They were called Corinthian bells. Can we talk about the Corinthian bells? So we had these Corinthian bells and, well, we didn't have them because let me tell you what, even the smallest one was so pricey. But they had them hanging as a display. And of course, they're like the outdoor bell chimes, but these sounded so beautiful. They had such a crystal clear tone and each of the sizes put out a different tone.
I think this was it.
And so.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? It was like you were playing a little symphony.
Yeah, I invited Terry over to my bell concert in the middle of the store. And
I said I'm going to make a ringtone out of it.
Oh, man, I love the sound of those. I just love those. You know, when you put those on your porch or your patio outside and the wind blows through those. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And they're really, really beautiful to look at also. And so we truly enjoyed spending time at that section of the store.
That's
yeah,
right.
There's yeah. other people shopping. You can like hear other children and patrons who didn't care for my bell concert all that much.
It was really cool though. I mean, because you think about how, you know, when they make those kinds of, it is a wind chime thing.
It is.
How
it
they
is.
Make those like out of tubes of pipe, you know, and different things. When they measure them out, I don't know if that's a science, if they measure them out saying, okay, this pitch is going to be 27 inches
long.
Or
if it's like, good luck, you know, hope it sounds pretty. Well,
but I bet there is something to that.
Well, and these are really, really expensive. Plus they look really neat. And so, and they call them Corinthian bells, but they're just wind chimes, girl. That's all they are, Janice.
Yeah.
They're just wind chimes.
Really?
But they're just probably high dollar overpriced.
Really good ones. That's right.
They sound pretty.
That's right.
So we enjoyed our time at the Christmas place. And we went next door to the Christmas place that had Mrs. Claus Sweet Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And not that
you guys, open the door and gain like 5 pounds just smelling the
sugar like hits you in the face.
Yeah.
We actually did not get anything from there. Not for us. We picked up a little sweet something for Baylor to bring home to her. Yep. And we just wanted to see inside all the stores and all the shops. They have a boutique with clothing, and the clothing is not just limited to Christmas. They had every season. They had some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Shirts and all the outfits and stuff. And then they had a place where you actually get to see the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Jesus, who's my big guy, but if you care, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And also take a picture with him and like tell him all your wants and dreams and hopes and desires.
And about Jesus.
And I would definitely have testified to him. But when we opened the door and walked in there and they're like, this is the place you can come. And I was like, I'm going to step out of here.
And we're walking back out.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
But it was neat. It had a really cool atmosphere and you know. Kids get really pumped about that.
Right, right, for sure.
So, they were playing Christmas music. And when we got home, when we told Miss B where we had gone, she's like, Mom, I can't believe that you actually went in a Christmas store and heard Christmas music before November. Because I have a strict rule. We don't celebrate Christmas till after Thanksgiving.
Well, you don't.
No, you try to.
Some people do.
Mm.
Maybe.
What about you guys? Tell me. Yeah, we saw the fake snow. Okay, so the fake snow is so cool. It is always cold. We stuck our hands in, you know, they had this great big dish and you stick your hands in it and it's always cold. And it's kind of like kinetic sand a little bit. It comes in this small little vial of powder. And then when you add water to it, it just expands. And then you have the snow and it is cool. It kind of sticks together. It's a lot of fun to play in. It really is.
Yeah.
We almost got some.
It was cool. It was literally.
Yeah, it is so weird.
Not even trying to be funny.
Anymore. Yeah. So if you like, some people really like this. By the way, why don't you weigh in on this topic? Do you believe it's okay? I think we've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. Do you believe it's okay to celebrate Christmas and listen to Christmas music before Thanksgiving? I think everything has to have its season, and I don't like Christmas leaking out into other seasons. Thanksgiving deserves its own time. I don't mess around with Christmas too much after the first of the year, which I know a lot of people like. That's when the 12 days of Christmas starts or whatever. But sure. I think it needs to be contained within its own time. Okay.
And so, I think that sometimes people, and in this, it's in the topic of not just Christmas music, but decorations and all that kind of stuff.
No.
You go into the stores, the big box stores, and all of a sudden, just after 4th of July, they're putting out the fall stuff. And then as soon as that's out for a week or two, you see Christmas, right? That I'm just kind of like, I know you got to think ahead and plan ahead and do some stuff,
but
putting
retailers.
It up and decorating it. Yeah.
They're not celebrating it. They're just selling it.
But my point that I was going to say is that musically, I appreciate all kinds of music, but it doesn't like put me in the Christmas mood hearing a Christmas song, although it does make me think of it, but it doesn't make me want to go around and, you know, do all kinds of stuff like that. But because at 4th of July, do we listen to marches, you know, patriotic music
That's
and all that
different.
Kind of stuff? Well, no, it's a holiday that has a certain style of music associated to it. So I think in our brain,
listen to Lee Greenwood sing God Bless the USA anytime at Thanksgiving.
At 4th of July. So see what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand that in the brain, that's the way we think.
All right, so let's jump in. Andrew says no Christmas music before Thanksgiving. So he agrees with me. Mm-hmm. And then Joanne says when COVID hit, she put her tree back up in July because she wondered if they were going to see if we were going to see another one. Oh, okay. So here's the thing about that. I think it's cool when people leave a tree up and then they decorate it for the season. Sure. Joanne says she decorated it in red, white, and blue in July. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We've seen Halloween trees. We've seen fall trees. We've seen Easter trees are so cool. I think that's okay. But I'm talking about, you know, actually the Christmas season leaking out into other seasons.
Well, Janice says Christmas is every
day. Well, that is true. But we don't have to sing Jingle Bells.
Well, and I'm not sure that really celebrates the Savior's birth anyway.
So Ben says, I think you can start celebrating on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Yes, yes, yes. I agree with that. That's so good, Ben. You're right on. Right on target.
But Karen says, only if it's Elvis.
All right. Now, Elvis is timeless. He doesn't have a season. He's seasonless. He's appropriate for all seasons.
Always appropriate, right?
I love Elvis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was good. That was really good. Now, awesome. I'm sure that you have a producer type show in order for us today. Terry produces everything, and he's so organized and has our themes for the day. And I don't know what it is, but if I've stepped all over it, I apologize.
No, that's okay. See, I was thinking the other day, in fact, when we got back home yesterday, Baylor was like, we were just talking and she says, so what's the topic going to be for the Good Morning Show tomorrow? You know, it was kind of like, I'm thinking now that we're back. And at the time I was thinking maybe it would be about, you know, tips on how to invite people to church or to things. Church, because a lot of people have a hesitation about, well, I don't know how to do that. But then I ran into something else that really kind of pushed me a little farther. So I think if there's interest in that, how to invite people like to church or how to invite, you know, a conversation or whatever about Jesus, maybe we'll talk about that on another one because that one is not fully developed yet.
Oh, okay.
But if you like that idea, let us know in the comments.
I like
okay.
It.
All right. So I was thinking,
you mean
you
to
know,
type that in the comment box?
I was thinking
let me get
right,
on.
All right, you're on it. I was thinking that, you know, our whole motivation, if you will, for not just the morning, but on our whole reason we wanted to do this was because we were trying to encourage people, because encouragement is not something we get enough of, and maybe it's not something we do enough of, right? So I thought, you know, we can never do too many encouraging others segments, because that's really what it's about. It's about
that. I like that idea. I think it's sorely needed.
This is like a part two, if you will, because we had another episode where we talked about how to encourage others.
Part 40, because we're supposed to be doing it every episode.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do.
And this is our 40th episode. Woo!
Yeah. I'm late with the applause over there.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway. Okay. So the first thing on how to encourage others, another unexplored area that we've not really talked about, is starting with yourself, right? I mean, it seems appropriate that when you're in a plane, they tell you, okay, the oxygen mask, if it drops down, put it on yourself first, and then you can help others, right? So it's important for us to get our encouragement. How do we get our encouragement? Well, you can read God's word and get encouraged, or you can pray and then listen, because taking care of yourself before others puts us in a better position to help other people, right?
Amen.
The overflow,
right.
That's
right. Okay? We can't give away what we don't have.
What we're full of, we will share with other people. So if you prioritize your spiritual and your physical well-being, because we've talked many times about how, you know, when you minister and you pour out and you pour out and you pour out, it wears you down physically too, doesn't it?
Funny that you bring that up today.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I mean, that's where I've been. I've been a little.
I know where we've been for the last 3 days. So I know. We always talk about the day after syndrome, you know, is even more tired.
I think what we're saying, and this is just a really good time to interject this, is sometimes we do not slow down and rest. We don't. And we
fill up.
Right. And encouragement is part of that, but also Sabbathing is important. Sabbath rest is important.
Yep.
And when we miss that, okay, we really begin to see signs of how do I say this? Degradation. Can I use that word?
Sure.
Decompensation. And let me just preach a minute.
We're less effective.
We're less effective in every area of our life. This isn't even talking about just ministry. This is talking about every area of our life. Jesus Sabbathed. He got away. He spent time with the Lord alone. He said to the boys, come on, let's go and to a quiet place and rest. When John the Baptist died, let's go to a quiet place and grieve and mourn and spend time resting. God created the universe in 6 days. And what did he do on the seventh day?
He rested.
He rested. Do we think God was tired and he needed a physical rest? Mm. No. We know he was setting an example for his people.
Right.
He was setting an example for his creation, for those he's in relationship with, for us as humans made in his image, that we need to rest with him. We need to Sabbath and focus on him and rest from everything else. And ministry needs sometimes needs rested from as
sure,
well.
Sure. Yep.
And so take care Sabbathing of yourself. Is critical. And it's just like encouragement. You cannot give away what you do not have. And it's really difficult to continue pouring out if you're not resting and receiving encouragement.
Absolutely. So take care of yourself first, then you can help better take care of others. The second thing is to learn to listen. This is a hard one because the idea of encouragement is to build people up, not tear them down, not listen to all of the things they're saying that are really bothering them and then saying, well, here's what you could have done better, or here's what you did wrong. And I'll get to what the word I know you're thinking. That's the very last one on the list. I am the prime offender in a certain category of trying to help others when it's not asked for. But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Okay. But this one here is the foundation for listening, right? Is knowing how to encourage them once we've understood what's going on. I mean, you can't help them if you don't really know what's going on. And we have to listen. We have to listen and empathize, right? And to empathize, you have to listen. So give them their full attention, right? Shut the phone down, set it down, whatever. Turn the TV off. Be present. Be in the conversation. I struggle with that sometimes because I think my brain is always going and I'm just always thinking about what's next. That's part of that slowing down process. And it's a tough thing for some people. And so do that and then ask questions and say, I think I'm hearing you say this or whatever it might be, because then we can better understand that. We'll make them feel heard and we'll get to the bottom of the problem, right? And it's a noisy world. but it feels awesome to know that you've been heard by somebody.
That's good.
Right?
Yep. This is all really good.
Yep. The third one I already mentioned, be present. You know, just being able to stop what you're doing long enough to pay attention to the person who's in front of you or on the phone with you. I mean, think about this. You go to a store and don't you just hate it when the clerk behind the cashier's desk picks up the phone and starts talking to a person when you're standing there waiting to pay for your stuff? Maybe they've even started ringing you up and the phone rings and they pick it up and they stop what they're doing and they are talking to the person on the phone. And you're like, hey, hello, I was here. I'm still here. And, you know, that's kind of how it is when we're in person with people, you know, so it's hard. And, you know, text messages, phones will notify us that there's something going on. I mean, bells, whistles, all kinds of crazy things. And we have to turn that off for a minute. All right. So the next thing is to ask yourself if they really want encouragement. This is another tough one because, you know, you remember the scene in The Notebook where the guy's talking to the girl, his name was Ryan Gosling, right? Was talking to the girl and they're outside in the car and he's like, what do you want? And he says, what do you want? Right? And she's like, it's not that simple. Well, the same situation can apply to people who seem to want encouragement and they might not though. And anything you say to encourage them might not really have the same effect you'd think it would because they're not receiving. There has to be, what do we call it? A level of receptivity.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if they're just all wanting to vent and rage, maybe that's what they need the most is just someone to listen while they do that. Right. Mm-hmm. So listen to them and then make your assessment in the moment and think, is this really a way that I can help? What do you need from me right now? And how can I pray for you?
That's good.
If we ask somebody, how can I pray for you? It takes off the whole thing of them feeling like they're failing. You know what? Let's just break this back down. Let's back up the truck just for a second. Let's not think about all the problem here. And first let's praise the Lord. And then let's pray about your situation. And that will help in almost every situation, right? Avoiding cliches and platitudes is another one. Like, you know, this too shall pass, or, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, we think those are encouraging things, but sometimes those t-shirt and bumper sticker isms just don't quite get it done, right? They just want to know that you're listening. They want to know that you're genuinely concerned about their well-being and their situation. And a response like, you know, I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so sorry this is happening to you or you feel this way. I wish I could do something to make it better. That sometimes will change and shift the whole situation as well. Because then maybe they'll say, well, I just want somebody to listen to me, you know? That kind of a thing. I got two more here. The last one is don't limit yourself to words, because a lot of times we try to think of the best thing we can say, and maybe it's not the thing we can say. Maybe it's something we can do. You know, if you're in a situation, an appropriate relationship situation to where a hug might work, then that's great. Because you know what? Physical touch is one of those things that reassures people.
I'm not listening. Yeah. You've changed the word for the day by what you're saying.
Oh,
and
I
so
have.
I'm over here. I'm just listening to the Lord. But can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. A hug is almost always appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know,
I shouldn't say always because some people don't care for that. But
no, that's what I said. In an appropriate situation, obviously, if you're a guy and you're talking to a girl and it's not your wife or whatever, probably not appropriate, especially if they're not around, right? That's the kind of thing is we just have to be thinking about the moment of being appropriate in that situation. Ben made this comment just a second ago.
There's a whole bunch there
I'm touching on Ben's. I'll get to the others in a minute when they apply. Everyone wants encouragement, but only some are ready to receive it. Mm. They may not be ready to receive a hug. They may not. They're just like, you know what?
Right.
Back off. Read the body language. You can understand by just looking at somebody.
You're right.
If that is the kind of situation that is appropriate, right? That's the word keyword appropriate. But limiting yourself to words, there's the love languages, the five love languages. There's acts of service, gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, and physical touch. It's one of those because it's important to a lot of people, right? So, and I found this interesting. I found this little website. You were asking me earlier what was on the screen. It's a website, and it's called let me get this right. It's called, I think it's called the nicest place. Yeah. The nicest place.net. The nicestplace.net. And here's their only motivation. When you go to the nicestplace.net and you click on enter or whatever, here's what happens on the screen here. It's random people giving a hug. It's videos of just random people giving hugs to the phone or whatever. So you can give a random hug to somebody just by doing that, right? You know, and so it's all different people, ages, groups, all that kind of thing. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
And so thenicestplace.net, and you can get your virtual hug there. All right. The last one that I really struggle with, don't always try to be a fixer. Right? I'm the prime offender.
You said earlier not to say anything, and I wasn't even thinking this.
I had a feeling you might be thinking about it, but because I do, and we want to fix stuff, right, guys? I mean, men, I think there's probably women who are fixers too, right?
For sure.
But I think it's a lot. It's based around unsolicited advice, right? It's easy to do, especially when you want to improve.
Let me interject here.
Well, you want to improve someone's mood or their predicament because you care about
them. Sometimes people just want to be heard.
That's what we've said at the beginning.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not everybody needs your advice or you to fix anything. They just want to be heard.
Right. But the main reason behind this, the motivator is that we want to help. So we try to tell them what they need and what they should do in this situation. And unfortunately, this is rarely the best approach. That's why I saved this one for the last. After all, any advice is based on my worldview. It's based on my background and my approach to how I would change the situation.
Unless your advice is biblically based.
Right. But see, the thing is that it's usually, well, if it were me, because we've had conversations before and in a technical age.
If I were you,
yeah. And I'm not, but right. I forget to think about that. And so we have to, we can't project ourselves onto their situation. That's just it. We have to hear it from what they want. That's why back to what do you want and what can I do for you and how can I pray for you?
It's interesting that you picked the movie to quote that out of when Jesus looked at the leper.
Mm-hmm. And he also looked at blind Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus mm-hmm. and said, what do you mean to do for you?
What do you want me to do for you?
So it's not just a movie. It's not just a great line.
I was thinking of you when I thought of the Notebook because that's Jesus. What we're doing.
Oh, thank you. All right, let's jump over to the comment bar before we
Ben
go.
Says he's a fixer. Because you want to. I'm learning many times. I am only asked to listen, not fix.
Yep.
That should be our new motto, Ben.
I won't say anything about that. Yeah. I want to jump back up to something Ben said when we were talking about the Sabbath rest. Mm-hmm. We talked with Ben and Heather about this Thursday. And it's really been still ministering to me since we talked Thursday night. Ben says minister's Sabbath is not on Sunday. And that is the truth. It's not. And you guys, Sabbath rest isn't just about a day. It is about taking the time to unplug, to rest, to change your perspective and to focus on the Lord. There's many different ways to do that, but you're right. For some of us, it will never be on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Pastor Rick is saying something. He said, if I may, my church yesterday did a march giving me and Rebecca gifts.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they gave him the entire month of October off to rest.
Wow, that's so cool.
They get to Sabbath for a month. Rick, what? That's a beautiful gift.
And it being Pastor's Appreciation Month
October's
traditionally.
Yeah, Pastor Appreciation
so
Month.
Cool.
And so his
so
church
cool.
is appreciating him by giving him a rest and a renewal.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I pray that you are so restored, not just in this time, but I pray the Lord just brings restoration and Sabbath rest for you now.
Yeah,
we don't even
want
to wait till October.
That's right. That's
so bless
right.
the Lord. Thank you, Rick, for your service to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Faithfully. You're such a faithful servant.
Yeah. My friend Jerry says actions speak louder than words. I'm praying that you're recovering well, buddy, after your surgery.
Yeah, from the surgery. Praise the Lord.
And so that's good. Yeah, actions do.
Yep. Ben is giving Rick encouragement. That's so cool. Ben's a great, great, great encourager.
Yes,
Terry,
yes.
You're a great encourager as
well.
Well,
I just wanted to be able to bring something today that maybe we could use this week.
That's really good, guys.
Speaking of,
how
about your word for the day?
You know, I was over here thinking I'm going to be in 2 Chronicles 15.
Okay. Let me get my keyboard back up here. 2
to
Chronicles.
2 Chronicles 15 to be. You know, these are sentiments that are found throughout the Bible, and it's about seeking. And so I'll just read this, the second part of this verse. The Lord is with you when you are with him, And if you seek him, he will let you find him. Mm-hmm. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And so as we, there's another verse that I was looking for that really speaks to me, and I cannot for the life of me remember where it's found, but the gist of all of these verses that I've been looking up this morning is this: the Lord wants to be sought. He wants you to pay attention to him. He wants you to be desperate for him. He wants you to be hungry for him. Let me give you an example. This is a really cool picture. Have you ever been speaking to someone and you're looking at them and they're looking at you, but then you begin to share your heart and they start looking away, like toward the door, like they're looking at you. And then as you're talking, they're looking toward the door, like somebody more important may start coming in the door, or someone they really want to talk to may walk into the room. And so they only look at you for a little bit, but as you're talking, they keep looking away and looking over your shoulder. You're going to get the indication really quickly that they're not listening to you. That is not going to inspire you to share deep things from your heart. You're not going to share secrets from your heart for someone who's not listening, but waiting to talk to someone else. If you were here, I would ask you to give me an amen on that, because I think you understand what I'm saying.
I'm here. Amen.
Thank you. I was talking to you, but that's cool. Thank you. I think Jesus is the same way. If we're looking at our watch while we're in prayer, and if we're reading the Bible and we're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, I got to get to the next thing, I'm not sure that's seeking the Lord in such a way that he's going to reveal himself to you deeper. Come on. He reveals his treasures to those who seek and find them. He hides them for them to be found. But if you're not seeking, you're not going to find those treasures. He wants to reveal himself to you deeper and deeper. He wants to tell you things that you don't know. He wants to show you things about himself you've yet to learn. He wants to reveal his secrets, but he only does it to those who truly seek him. I'm not going to share the deep parts of my heart with those who don't care to hear it.
Right.
You're not either. Jesus is the same. He wants to reveal himself to those who seek him. If you seek him, he will be found. But if you're not interested in seeking the Lord, I'm not sure that you're going to know and find out a lot of stuff about him. He gives this as an option to you, an invitation to you. Take the invitation. Say, yes, I want to be desperate. People tell me I struggle. I hear a lot of stuff. People say, you know, I wish I could read the word, but I struggle reading the word. I just get bored reading the word. I fall asleep reading the word. Can I tell you, pray that the Lord would bring you a hunger for his word, a thirst for his word, a desperateness for his word. Pray that the Holy Spirit would help you understand the word. Pray that it would be renewed in your spirit, that you would be excited about the word. If it's boring, you're not doing it right. Just like prayer, if you're bored, you're not doing it right. Seek the Lord. There are secrets he wants to reveal to you. Don't tell me you've read it all the way through once, so you're good. There's far too much in there. We need to spend the rest of our lives being people of the word. And so he wants you to seek him, that he will be found. But if you're not interested in seeking him, he's not interested in revealing himself and his secrets to you.
That's right.
And so this morning, as we were going through those lists, I was going to share something totally different. You know, I was going to share something about being a servant, but I guess that's for another day.
Yeah.
This speaks so clearly to my spirit today. We have to be ready to receive encouragement, as Terry was saying. We have to be ready to receive Sabbath rest. We can't just go through the motions. This is what the Lord told me this morning in my private time with him. When I spend time with him this morning, I'm reminded by the Lord to be intentional in every area of my life. You used that word this morning, didn't you? Did you say be intentional?
Maybe.
I thought I read it on your little notes.
It might have been something that was implied, yes.
Here's the point. When you're talking to me, I want to intentionally listen to you. I want to be present with you. I don't want to miss something. When I'm doing something with my child, I want to be intentional to listen and pay attention to her and be present. I want to be present right now, listening to you and reading your comments. I want us to be intentional with each other. The Lord wants us to be intentional in every area of our life. He wants intentional time from us, with us. That's right relationship, seeking him through his word, in prayer, listening to him, being intentional as we go out and and share and listen to what he's saying about the person at Walmart, about the person at the post office, about the person that we may be working with. He's saying something. Are we hearing it and intentionally listening so that we can speak it out over them and maybe change the trajectory of their day or maybe the trajectory of their life? Come on, this turned into a pretty good word. Yeah. I didn't even know this was coming out. This is what happens when we listen to the Spirit together. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged by the Word of God. I hope you are too. This is your word for the day, but we need to pray into this. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for your encouragement and that you want to reveal yourself to us. You just want us to simply seek you. And you're so clear to say, if you seek me, you'll find me with all your heart. And so, Lord, we don't want to be forsaken. We don't want to be forgotten. And we surely, Lord, don't want to miss all that you have for us. And so, Lord, we're seeking after you. Would you make us hungry for your word, desperate for more of you, thirsty for prayer? Lord, we want to be excited about our time in the word. We want to be excited about our meeting with you. We want to be so excited about prayer. We don't want to be bored. If we're bored, we're wrong. So, Lord, we change our ways this morning. We change our eyes. We change our minds. And Lord, we chase after you for all that we have, for you're the only thing worth chasing. We love you today, Jesus, and we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
This is your word for the day.
That's good.
Okay.
You know, Jeannie mentions up here, Chronicles 28, verse 9, First Chronicles says that is one of her Monday verses. And listen to this.
Okay.
And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. Mm-hmm. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
That's what it says in 2 Chronicles 15 and 2 also. Bless the Lord.
Isn't that great?
Continuity this morning, agreement within the body with the Spirit, sure. And unity by the word. Hallelujah.
For sure. Ben I'm says excited. That the word is alive and it changes every time you read and apply it. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Because we're always changing and the Spirit speaks through his word, customized for what we need to hear or share.
That's good. I love that word, customized. The word is customized for us. I love that. That's right.
Custom it's fit.
In the season that we're in.
Yeah.
In the season that we're reading it. It's always applicable.
For sure.
Hallelujah. For sure. I am pumped up.
I love it. Seek and you shall find, Gary says. Yep. Knock and it'll be open for you.
That's good, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right, Andrew, that it's the only God, the word of God is the only kind of encouragement that will sustain us, right? And we can always turn to that. And that's what we try to teach in discipleship. You know, we think if you look at me, if I'm discipling you, Andrew, and you look at me as your problem solver, then you're always going to be trying to come to me instead of going to God. But when we say he is the problem solver, he is the promise keeper, he is the one who gives us wisdom, then I teach you how to go to him in those times. It is important for us to share, but you know, I'm not your problem solver, but I can point you to the one who is.
For the same token, it's really important that we understand when we speak the word of God that we hear or that we know in our heart because it's his written word written on our heart. When we speak that out, that is the truth of God's word. That's the living word being spoken. That will sustain.
Yeah.
That will encourage.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we need to be clear, and this may be a theological issue, but and I don't want it to be, but we partner with the Lord as conduits and vessels for his use. When we speak the word of God, whether we're hearing it by the Spirit or we're reading it off the word or remembering it from the written word, we are speaking the word of life that sustains.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to clarify I about got preachy again.
No, sorry. No, that's good.
I'm on the edge this morning.
That's what it's all about here, right? Hopefully you'll hear something and take it into your own heart and your mind as understanding and be able to apply it to our lives, right? That's what we need to do.
Well,
let's see. We're rolling around the last quarter.
Remember that story?
Yeah. The last quarter of the hour here. If you've got a joke you want to submit for the joke of the day, we'll choose one if more than one is submitted, but you just type it in your comment bar there and don't give us the punchline and we'll sift through those. If we get a couple of them and we'll pick one and we'll see if anybody can guess it. All right. Just kind of prefacing where we're kind of at with things today. I was thinking, You know, since we've skipped two Saturdays because of things.
I don't,
you know,
like
the
it.
The waiting, and then of
I
course we were
like
out of town
it,
last week. So we will hopefully, I think, are we on schedule for a Saturday one this Saturday morning?
Man, I hope so. I can't keep missing like this. I miss you all so much.
Yeah, yeah. Ben was saying that Noah, his son, told him over the weekend, you have to read the word direct and not rely on other interpretations, because we need to hear what was for us, not what was for someone else, and that Mount Vernon Nazarene University is teaching him.
Let me
and
tell you
such
something,
a good thing.
Ben, this is something your pastor says. You can get secondhand information, and sometimes secondhand information is so good.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need firsthand information.
That's right.
And don't be trying to eat bread that was yesterday's bread. Let me tell you something about homemade bread. I'm preaching. Doesn't it smell good? You might as well just put the little soaking music on. Does homemade bread not smell the best?
It
I don't
does.
Even care for bread that much. But when I walk into a place and somebody has been baking bread, I'm like, oh man, I want to eat that. Don't you?
Yeah.
But here's something about freshly baked bread. It doesn't have the preservatives in it that the kind that you might buy packaged or from other places has. And so when it doesn't have preservative, what happens is that fresh bread, it molds really fast.
Yep.
It will grow mold or mildew, whatever you call it, really fast. And so the point of this is Sunday's word, Sunday's bread is for Sunday. When Monday rolls around, you need to be in the Word with fresh bread. Don't try to eat yesterday's bread.
That's right.
Don't try to eat somebody else's bread just because they're spewing it at you. Come on, you don't want that. That word was good for them. It might not be the word for you in that moment. Firsthand information is critical. We can't just live on secondhand information. Come Wednesday, don't be trying to live off Sunday's bread. We need to be in the Word with fresh bread every day. Fresh bread for our bodies, fresh bread for our spirits by the Word. It's critical.
You know, it's common that people will say, well, I get it. I hear the preacher preach on Sunday and I get such a good word, but I'm not getting fed like I should. You know, term getting fed, you're supposed to feed yourselves. Oh. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's our daily bread. That's what he taught
Lord
us to
wants
pray,
to
right?
Give you bread himself.
That's right. And without the bread of life, Andrew says, you'll become toast.
Well, it's the truth. We need his daily bread, but please, we need to stop using that term. I don't want to go to that church. Well, what's the problem? I'm not getting fed. You're not going to church to get fed. I hate to say it because people say this all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
If I have just stepped on your toes, will you forgive me? You got to forgive me to make it to heaven anyway, okay? But I love you and I'm not trying to be cruel, but that's not what gathering for the body is about. Can I just remind everybody, we're called to come together corporately in fellowship and prayer and renewal. And when we're all being fed in our own private prayer time and our own daily devotional time, and we all come so full up, we're coming to celebrate what God is doing in our lives together, to worship him corporately and remember his sacrifice, remember everything he's done for us. We remember together. We worship together. We pray and lift one another up in encouragement. If you expect to come to church on Sunday and be fed the bread of life and expect it to sustain you all week, it won't. It's not what it's for. That's not why we gather together. We are supposed to teach and admonish and challenge you as preachers of the word. We're also supposed to help bring revelation by the word in the spirit. We are supposed to see signs, wonders, miracles, salvation, sanctification. We're supposed to see it all. But you guys, coming together so that we can be fed to survive spiritually for the rest of the week is not what church was ever meant to be.
Yeah.
And so when folks say, I'm struggling with this church, I want to leave because I'm not being fed, I have a hard time. Now, I honor and I love, and I can say this because right now, if I'm stepping all over your toes, I don't know it. And so I guess maybe I just feel a little bit more bold, but I don't want to hurt you. I just want to tell you, we have to check our motives, you guys. Our heart's reason for why we're gathering together is not to just take and receive and receive and receive. It's about giving and receiving and fellowship together, loving, being transparent and accountable and discipling one another and listening, but never about just sucking it up and taking it and then saying, well, it only lasted till Tuesday. Well, for Pete's sake, it's because that bread is for Sunday.
Yep, for sure. For sure. All right. Ooh. Well, that was good. That was, you got two words for the day.
I'm just one long string of preaching today. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So, joke of the day, if you got one, throw it over here in the comments bar.
Yeah, we need to lighten this up a little bit. Well,
let's lighten it up here with this. Sorry. This week in history, this day in history, Monday, September 26th. Guess what happened?
Wait a second. Monday, September 26th.
It wasn't a Monday that I know of, okay. But it was.
So September 26th in history.
In 1969,
yeah. What happened?
Huh? I'll give you a little hint.
No, I thought you were asking me that. Oh, the Brady Bunch premiered.
In case you missed it. All right. I thought if we played too much of it, they might ban us or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That happened on one of our other things.
You know, but, I just got a message that we got banned yesterday.
Oh, from church?
Mm-hmm.
From River City?
Uh-huh. Well, I believe so. Oh, well, every time we do a worship music too good, they think that so. We've...
Yep. The Brady Bunch premiered on this day in 1969. Many of you probably watched it as a kid, or if you had kids that were of that age, you know about the family. You know, how's the theme song go?
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Yep.
Okay, but here's the thing. That's been in syndicate for so long, everybody has seen the Brady
Bunch.
That's
right, but you know what? There's some things about it that you think about that in their day and in their time, Mike and Carol, they slept in the same bed, but in 1969, it was almost still on the edge of being, you know, Ricky and Lucy Ricardo, they were in separate beds, honeymooners, that's 50s, and then the 60s, they were still
Ward and June Cleaver had their own bed.
So they were pushing the boundaries of some of the things that were happening, but it became an icon of pop culture. You're right. Mm-hmm. And the show was panned by critics, but according to the Museum of Broadcast Communications, during its entire network run, the series never reached the top 10 ranks of the Nielsen ratings.
You're kidding me.
Nope. But because of syndication, as you said, it stands as one of the most important sitcoms of American 70s television programming. They had other series that came out of that. And the creator, Sherwood Schwartz, you always saw his name at the beginning of the episodes, you know, on the credits. His previous hit sitcom was, do you remember? Right before that. Gilligan's Island.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it was Gilligan's Island.
And, that was a good show, too.
Yes, it was. It was. And so he kind of had a formula that had kind of started to evolve with different storylines with different people. Do you remember the storylines? The Brady Bunch was full of them. Usually revolved around the kids. They would have situations at school. Remember when, who got the braces? Did Marsha get braces?
Marsha got the braces.
Yeah, and then you had the younger sister, Jan, who was always like...
Second place to Marsha.
What was her thing?
Marsha.
Yeah. The episode where she got hit in the nose.
No,
the football.
Was Marsha, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She got hit in the nose.
Marsha got hit in the nose, and so broke there's her these nose.
Whole, yeah, the
she
whole
got
thing.
The braces.
The boys and the girls were always, you know, in different, in opposition to each other. There was always a competition. Who was the referee? Their maid, housekeeper.
Alice.
She always was really coming in between to help settle the peace. After 177 episodes, ABC canceled The Brady Bunch, and the last original episode aired on August 30th, 1974. So from 69 to 74, they were in regular airings. They had a variety program that came off of that where they would sing and do some stuff and had
keep
different... that's right. They had a major movie that went to the big screen, had Shelley Long playing, Carol.
Brady.
Gary
she
Cole.
She did a good job.
Yeah, she really did. She really did. And they had a Very Brady sequel, which was not quite as big of a hit, but they had some other stuff, Very Brady Christmas, and some other things. But the one thing that was interesting is it came out of all of this when you only think about who, because after Florence Henderson passed away several years ago, Barry Williams. You remember?
We saw him.
We were in Branson, Missouri at Silver Dollar City. Yep. And we were walking. We were leaving, actually. We were getting around, making our way to the outer edge of the park. And he walked past us going down the hill. And I was like, did you see? That was Greg Brady that just walked past us.
I thought I told you that, but you must have told me that.
I saw him. And then I turned around. I wanted to go follow him and tap him on the shoulder and just say hi.
He looked around at us when he heard us say that. Yeah, and then he just kept on going. Well, like, he wasn't interested in stopping.
Well, at the time, he was doing a 70s music celebration show for 6 years at Silver Dollar City. He did a show there, and now he's still performing, not necessarily so much at Silver Dollar City, but as Barry Williams and the Travoliers with his wife, Tina, who is in the group, and another guy, Mike Ristow. I think they're like a three-piece variety routine kind of thing.
Good for them.
So he's still doing that, and I saw on his website this morning that you can still book him for stuff. He's going to be in Wheeling, West Virginia for some festival thing coming up, and there's two or three other things on his calendar. So, you know, that was kind of cool. But yeah, we kind of grew up with those families, you know, and that's the way we kind of felt about life. And they dealt with simple issues.
Wow. You know? Wow. Well, that's fun. My sister and I would come home from school and watch the Brady Bunch after school. And so we didn't have cable because we lived rural and we didn't have cable. This is before the days of Dish and on-demand TV.
Yeah.
And Candace and I would come home and watch the Brady Bunch on, I think it was just one of the local, you know, air channels.
Yeah.
And so we were very familiar with all the episodes. We love the Brady Bunch.
We kind of started watching some of those with her, and you know, I don't know. She was kind of at an age. I think we were still in the Andy Griffith phase.
Yeah.
You know, and
Little House on the Prairie. Really quickly, as we're down to the end of the hour, it's time to say goodbye. We didn't have a joke for the day.
Yeah, I guess we'll just run out without one. Yeah,
that's okay.
All right.
We will maybe, if you have one now, why don't you save it and we'll share again on Saturday. I do want to tell you that we have something cool coming your way. A really neat opportunity to share on an extra day, which we're talking about, you know, at some point throwing more shows in simply because we just love spending time with you. We love encouraging you. It's the reason we do this show. We do the Good Morning Show because we want to bring you encouragement. We want to pray for you. And if you have a prayer request, I hope you'll reach out to us and let us know so that we can pray in agreement with you and pray for you. We also want to let you know that whatever you're going through, you're not going through it alone. And I also want to tell you something that's really cool that's happening. Because of this show, there have been people reaching out, and there has been real, not only encouragement, but we're seeing lives transformed through the power of Christ. We're sharing the word. We're doing everything that we can to let you know that you are so loved. And we want you to live in the fullness that God has for you. And we want to help you in any way that we can, because that's what Jesus would do. And so we want to example him well. And so what we do, it matters deeply. And so we want to be able to reach more people. So if you would go and subscribe to our YouTube channel by way of our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv, we would appreciate that. And you can also invite your friends. Heck, you can invite your enemies. We would love to have them join us.
We will love your enemies, we promise.
We really, really will.
We'll love them to Jesus.
Yeah, we love you because God loves you, because you matter to him, you matter to us. And so we're so happy to spend time with you. We'll be adding an extra episode in very soon. And we will also see you at our regular time, same bat channel on Saturday and Monday.
That's it for now. We'll see you guys.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.